we want to tell you about a property tax measure that's coming up on the November 2020 ballot. It's got its share of big backers and people who say it will burden big businesses and county assessors. The goal of the measure? To help recoup the loss of funding to schools and public services that was the result of a controversial proposition passed 41 years ago.
For many here, there was hardly a choice. The property tax burden had become unbearable. House taxes on this home last year were a weighty $1,900 a year. This year, they would have trebled.
That's from an Associated Press report in 1978, the year Proposition 13 passed. It limited when homes, businesses, and farms were appraised and the rate at which property taxes could be raised. For properties that stayed in the same hands without any changes, their tax could only increase by about 2% a year. Here's the AP reporter asking one resident about the potential downside.
But what do you say to people who say that as a result of your vote, you are now going to be faced with failing school system, understaffed police, not enough people to clean the streets?
Those are all hysteria political tricks, I feel. I realize that there will be a hardship, but what it means is that we are going to have to work harder.
Sue Thornton says the loss of funds wasn't a hysterical political trick. She remembers having to ration paper in her classroom.
You were allowed one ream of paper per week, I believe. I eventually went to my principal and I said, you know, I've got 180 kids. You know, that I can't even give them three sheets of paper. I can't give them a two-page test.
Thornton spent 25 years as a science teacher at Thomas Jefferson Middle School in Madera. She says she often spent her own money on materials or repurposed items like film canisters for science labs, which is why groups like the California Teachers Association, League of Women Voters, and even Mark Zuckerberg's philanthropic initiative are supporting this new measure. It leaves residential properties alone, but it brings high-value commercial and industrial property taxes up to market values.
This tax is not on everybody. It's on a limited number of businesses.
That's Helen Hutchison, president of the California League of Women Voters. She helped the measure qualify for the November 2020 ballot. She says it could generate up to $10 billion.
And we do pass taxes on a regular basis when there are services that we can see that we need. And we all live in communities that, you know, we have potholes, we have schools that don't have enough money, the classes are too big, teachers are not paid well.
Despite the revenue this measure could bring, there's local opposition.
I would prefer the measure not to pass because I think we'll, from a business environment standpoint, it would help our competitiveness.
That's Fresno County Administrative Officer Gene Russo. He says increasing property taxes might dissuade business from coming here, especially since the state already has high utility rates and a higher minimum wage. For existing businesses, he argues the added costs would trickle down to the consumer.
Oh, another building's going up right here to the left.
And there's another concern. Tax appraisers like Marilyn Tanaka fear the measure will lead to a massive backlog. As a senior appraiser with the Fresno County Assessor Recorder's Office, she's already busy enough.
You know, I could, like I said, I could go see 10 properties in one day, but then I go back to the office and start writing them all up and filling in, checking all those boxes off. So there's a lot of work involved.
Right now, her team does appraisals when a commercial property is being sold or under construction. She's usually notified when the owner submits a permit, but she also makes mental notes whenever she sees construction.
And I try to drive by and see what kind it is. It's concrete block in the back, and it looks like it's a shed roof. All that just by looking at it for a few seconds.
If the measure passes, it could mean appraising hundreds more properties like this a year, which her team of six just can't handle. So she's making this plea to the Fresno County Board of Supervisors.
Please give us our office more money to be able to get the employees to do all the necessary assessments that we would have to do, because it's going to just be so much.
But the county is already tasked with hiring more employees in the sheriff and public defender's offices, thanks to two lawsuits. So Tanaka's wish is unlikely to come true anytime soon. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Fresno.